welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. It's good to have you join me today as we share a little of God's Word. My prayer is that you would be inspired and encouraged and lifted up in the very presence of the Lord. In fact, let's begin the broadcast in prayer. Father, I thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness to your people. Father, I thank you now through the medium of this radio broadcast, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will touch every listener, every heart who is reaching out to you. Father, I ask for your faithfulness to undergird them. Lord, be with them in their life situation right now. You see the things that are confronting them. You see the needs in their lives. You see the things that the enemy has attempted to do against them. And Father, we thank you that you've given us garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You've given us a spiritual weaponry. And Father, we avail ourselves of that. We take authority over the works of darkness and release the provision, the anointing of God to destroy every yoke. And we thank you, Lord, that you are our victorious God. And because we are yours, we partake of that victory. Thank you, Lord, for your ministry, your peace, to everyone who is in need of that peace right now, Father, in Jesus' name, a peace that passes all understanding. And I thank you for it. Well, there's just one passage of scripture that I want to focus on today's broadcast, and that's Proverbs 10:29. And that is, the way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. Now let's look a little more closely at that passage. The upright, well, that root word is tomem, and it means complete, moral innocence, full. It means perfection. And of course we know, beloved, our righteousness is of the Lord. It also means integrity. So that upright standing we have has been provided for us through the atonement. The Amplified translation of that verse says, He is a strength and a stronghold to the upright. A stronghold is like a place of security or survival. It's a fortified place. And He is our strength. That word is, the root word is maoz. It's a fortified place. Figuratively, it's a defense, a fort, a rock, a stronghold. And He is our strength. By definition, that's the capacity for exertion or endurance, the power to resist force. And sometimes, beloved, we just need God's strength. Sometimes we are in a period in our lives when there's so many changes going on, and sometimes there's frustration because there's a lack of change. But the way of the Lord, regardless of where you find yourself today, it is strength to you. Let me just share some passages about the way of the Lord. Psalm 18:30 says, As for God, His way is perfect. Psalm 145:17 says, The Lord is righteous in all His ways and holy in all His works. Daniel 4:37 says, Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and His ways judgment. Habakkuk 3:6 says, His ways are everlasting. Revelation 15:3, and this is describing the great multitude on the sea of glass, they declare, Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. And we know from Scripture that the Lord wants to show us his ways. David prayed in Psalm 25 and 4, "Show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths." Psalm 103 and 7 says, "He made known his ways to Moses." And there's a wonderful passage found in Isaiah 49:11 says, "And I will make all my mountains a way, and my highways shall be exalted." And so, beloved, if you feel that you're in the midst of a mountain height, the mountain fastness, he is in that mountain place going to make a way. Isaiah 35 and 8 says, "And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein." In other words, we don't have to have a great, profound intellect. We don't have to be a Bible scholar. We don't have to be a professional theologian. But the everyday man and woman can know the way of the Lord. They can walk on that highway called holiness. And it shall be for those who delight in the Lord, who are moving on up to higher ground, to the very mountain of God. Beloved, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So let us determine to seek his ways, because, beloved, that passage I just wanted to share in Proverbs 10:29, "The way of the Lord is strength to the upright." And so, if you will seek his ways in your situation, you will be strengthened, because there's strength in it. He is a stronghold. He is a place, your rock, your defense, a place of security, a place of survival. Praise God. Well, I just want to share with you a prophetic word the Lord has given me, and just pray that you're blessed by it. My beloved, my will for you in this hour is peace in your thoughts and quietness in your spirit. It is reserved for my Father's good pleasure to determine the time of my return, to gather my chosen ones to myself. So be not anxious or fretful, but redeem the time and occupy until I come. Every moment, every day is precious, for the time is short, and a great work is yet to be done. As it is written, the unredeemed shall come to the brightness of your rising, as a city set upon a hill. Pray to see yourself as your Father sees you, for just as the Lord Almighty has had heroes of faith, men and women of valor in every generation, some known only to me, even in this hour and in this day, I am raising up a mighty army who will wield the sword of the Spirit and have the high praises of God in their mouth. Beloved, you are part of my body in this earth, who shall do great exploits, because you desire to surrender to me and to be led by the counsel of the Lord and to walk in the way of the Lord. My favor rests upon my obedient ones. No greater love than this, than a man is willing to lay down his life for his friends. And as you are willing to lay down your life as a willing sacrifice before your God, as you present your body a living sacrifice before the altar of the Lord, as you are willing to let the concerns of my heart direct the actions of your day, as you see others and reach out to others in the divine agape of your God, your very life is as a memorial before me. As it is written, he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Your love, given freely to me and to others in my name, causes me to rejoice and to sing over you. So, beloved, rise, yes, rise to your high calling. Do you remember when I spoke to Gideon? Gideon felt least in his father's house, and he surely felt unequal to the great task before him. But I anointed him, and he was given victory over the great multitude of the enemy that had come against Israel. Even so will I anoint all who hear my voice and who say, Yes, Lord. So, beloved, gird up your loins, roll up your sleeves, for the Lord of hosts is with you for the greater works, says your God. Praise God forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for your encouragement. Thank you for your inspiration. Thank you, Lord, that the way of the Lord is our strength. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright. And Lord, we walk in your ways. We walk in that strength. And I thank you now, Lord, for supernatural strength being imparted to your beloved. Lord, that they will see that they are a part of the great army you're raising up in this earth. And though they might feel least in that army, even as Gideon felt, you called him a mighty man of valor. And so, Lord, every one of your precious people are important to you. Every one is called as a soldier in the army of the Lord. And I thank you, Father, for strengthening weak hands and feeble knees. Lord, that they will be able to praise you. They will be able to move on and gain the ground that the enemy seeks to take from them. And they will move on into the promised land that you have promised to them specifically and personally. In Jesus' name, Lord, I claim this and I thank you for it. Praise God. Well, in the moments that remain, I do want to give you an invitation, as I always do, to share your prayer needs. Or just send an email, or you can drop a note to the P.O. Box in Caldwell, Idaho. The announcer will give you our complete contact information. I thank you for joining me today. I love you. Prayer partners, thank you for your faithful prayers and for your precious faithful giving, which enables us to remain on this station. God bless you. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.